many tools, too much stress, and way too many bills.
Odoo replaces it all. One connected platform for every part of your business, so you can work faster, smarter, and for less. Odoo, the only software you'll ever need. Try it free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Stow.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
It's that time of the week. It's Chat with Stu Mac. Stuart McMillan joining me. Good morning, sir.
What up, Jay Gow? This morning, talking about the love of book fairs.
Hot topic. Hot topic.
Everybody's just jumping out of their shoes to listen
to
this
segment. We got a guest.
Matt Pajeski.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. Well, you brought this up because one of the biggest book fairs in the country is going on.
I think, Jago, we will go all the way here. It is the biggest charity book fair, I think, in the Midwest. It's the Greater St. Louis Book Fair. It's happening at Quinney Park. I mean, it's crazy. 450 tables of books.
Wow.
Four or five tractor trailers. And I'm literally shaking right now because I'm addicted to books. I was sitting there like, I can't wait to look at the books. It's going to find my favorite book.
You're such a dork.
But that is why I'm a book
of
dork.
All the addictions in the world, books is a pretty good one.
Yeah. It's about the art of the find, I think, with a book fair. You're looking through. Even I had trouble concentrating on the interview I was doing. The books are there, and they're all in a row.
You're a real biblioholic.
Yeah, that's
there
good.
There you go.
There's
very good.
An official
biblioholic.
Word for it.
Biblioholic.
You're a good example for your children.
We do get a lot of books at the book fair, and I think as a kid, I loved the book fair, but I hated reading.
Yeah.
So
I was going to say,
I hated reading as a child, and I think that as I got older, there was a certain couple authors I got into, and now I'm a reader. It just happened. Just one day, I've read a book, George Harmon Cox mystery novel from the 1940s, and like just sparked a whole world. I'm like, what have I been? Like, my mind exploded, and I was like, I'm going to read forever now. This is awesome.
I've always liked the book fair more than the books. I love the act of perusing. The idea that I might like this book,
right.
I might buy this book.
Yes!
And then I buy a bunch, and then I read half of one. And then I've got a bunch of books sitting on my bookshelf now that I haven't read.
When I was a kid, I was the opposite. I would read voraciously. Mm. I mean, the Hardy Boys books.
Oh, well, I did read some Hardy Boys. And I do remember reading those.
Judy Blume and the other? Of course, Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Yeah. Yeah, I love those.
Agatha Christie.
Yeah.
That was another one of my favorites.
She had a lot of books.
But I remember the book fair was one of my favorite things at school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got out of class.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were like, hey, book fair day. Woohoo. We get to not do math for today or whatever.
Yeah.
Go look at the books.
It had a certain smell to it, like new books and the type of paper.
Reel that in.
And the books that I was always interested in had lots of pictures, the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yes, I got that one a lot, too.
The Ripley's Believe It or Not. I would buy those pretty much every year. And honestly, the records were the same every year.
Yeah.
Well, it is.
Baseball books, too. I got a ton of baseball. Like, especially it was like, Greg Maddux, will he do this? You know, and it was always these star players of the day. There was a Cal Ripken book I remember buying. And I bought all the baseball stuff I could. Ken Griffey, everybody.
You ever heard of Bill James?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I read his book which is basically Moneyball, pre-Moneyball.
Yeah.
I was 10.
Wow.
I was so geeked out on that stuff.
That is pro level.
I had the baseball encyclopedia, several versions.
Yeah, because there's like two. There was an armchair edition, and then they had like the big one.
I had the big one.
Yeah. Wow. That's
and
so
I
cool.
would read it. Yeah. It's not. It's really not something
well,
to
read. Reference book.
It's full. It's exactly. reference. Yeah. It's like reading the dictionary for fun. Yeah. You know, like, oh, look, I'm through the B's now.
Today, I read less than I would like.
Yeah, me too.
You know, just
that's like
time.
Yeah.
And
internet ruins
phones.
A lot of that.
Yeah.
That, phones.
I mean,
phone time.
Yeah. Exactly.
If you look at your screen time for the day and you see you've got a couple hours, you know, 4 or 5 hours on there, I think if I spent every minute of that time not on my phone and reading a book, I could, you know, read 100 books a year or, you know, more than
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
I feel like I waste so much time doing things other than reading that could be spent reading, learning something new, reading a new story. And I just feel so bad about myself. But then it just repeats itself the next day.
It is a discipline. It is a discipline, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes we kind of float into the easiest of our disciplines.
Yeah.
Right? And so with our phones, it's in our pocket.
When I have time, like on vacation, I'll read a lot. And sometimes I will use the Kindle.
Yeah.
You know, oh, yeah.
Which I actually have come to be okay with.
Okay.
I mean, I like the paper.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and I like holding it in my hand.
Me too. Of it, the cracking it open, the flipping of the pages.
But it is nice, especially if you like go on vacation, to just take your little Kindle.
That's
and
true.
You can have
you
thousands
have to take,
of books
right.
at your disposal as opposed to carting around a bunch of books.
Right.
Well, as they say, or as they used to say, reading is fundamental.
Oh.
You don't remember that one?
I never heard that in my life.
The commercial?
Never heard that.
Oh, yeah. It was, I guess, to promote reading for kids.
I
need to bring it back. It's better than This Is Your Brain on Drugs.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot better than I was reading a book recently, and the back page had an Ad Council ad in it. And it was from, like, the 60s or 70s, and it was like, by the year 2025, all kids will not be able to read, and no one will eat vegetables, and books will be burned. And I'm just like, dang, 70s? Hold back a little bit, bro. It ain't that bad. We still have books.
And we have book fairs.
And we still have book fairs.
And we still have vegetables.
I'm not eating them, but we have them.
All right, chat with Stu Mac.
That's it.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks.
Get out and read.
I'm going to throw the book at you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.